This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Urban Burns deal. Ground ball right side. Holiday gobbles it up. High throw to first, and that's going to bring in another run. Great range to get to it, but the airmail throw scores Frelick, and it's 5-2. Terang at second. Contreras, ground ball. It sneaks through. It got under Henderson's glove. He was oh so close. It's head-scratching time in the eighth as Contreras is 4-for-4, and the Brewers are back in front.
So the highlights, or lowlights, as you may call them, from Masson, as the Orioles lost the first two games of the series against the Brewers. They did come back to win the game yesterday afternoon to end their eight-game losing streak. They win 8-4, a lot of points in extra innings for the Orioles, as the new skipper calls it. Orioles sit at 16-32, start a four-game series, hopefully, against the Red Sox this evening. BBT would be the Bone and Boardy coming up at 5:30, assuming that game does not get called. Alas, just thoughts on the Brewers series before they start a series in Boston.
If you look at it in its totality, there was a lot of listless, lifeless innings. There were a lot of wasted at-bats. There's a ton of swing and miss. There were a ton of strikeouts. There were not enough walks. There were more fielding misadventures. The skipper sounds fairly overwhelmed still. There was some late inning life, which is a welcome development and I'd say somewhat novel and new. There were some close and late situations for the bullpen to pitch in, which haven't always been the case, because when they do win on those rare occasions, a lot of those have been lopsided, and certainly they know how to take a beat down on the chin. So we got a little bit of that. Felix pitching 2 days in a row, just Felix overall right now.
Was bad both days.
I think less is more with Felix right now. Far more bad than good. I'm not going to sit here and crown Adley Rutschman because he got his first clutch hit in 6 weeks. Like, we'll see what Fenway brings out in him. He's hit pretty well in Fenway in his career. We'll see if he can get a modicum of halfway decent play going. And we'll see how they patch this together from a pitching standpoint, especially if we do get a rain out today.
And there was some more defensive miscues.
I said it's bad defense. It's the little league stuff we've become accustomed to.
Unfortunately, for the majority of this series, it was more of the same of what we've seen from the Orioles since the end of March. But if you are focusing on the positive of yesterday, it was the late inning fight. And Seb with the sack fly, Heston Kerstad coming through in a big situation later on in that inning. Jackson Holiday, really back-to-back days, driving in runs, and Adley. But now, like you said, Jason, it's about building on it with Adley. Yes, that's a big moment. I'm sure he has to feel at least a little bit better about himself heading into Fenway Park. But now with Adley Rutschman, it's stacking these days. Well, it's stacking those moments.
By the way,
he's got to stack months if he's going to crawl out of this.
A reminder.
It's been a year.
So let's start with days.
A reminder that yesterday was the first time he had two extra base hits in a game since opening day. Like, that's where we are with Adley Rutschman. Like, it's great that he hit that home run, but I need to see a little bit more before I start getting excited about Adley Rutschman. Mm. Opening day was the last time he had two extra base hits in a game.
Yeah, I think if you're not asking major questions about Adley Rutschman right now, you haven't watched a lot of Orioles baseball in the last calendar year. I mean, it's one of these things where I do feel like Lucy and Charlie Brown in the football. Like, you could be tempted to say, well, that's got the worst is over, right? I mean, they fired the manager. Then they went out and pooped the bed four times and then finally won. Like, it's got to be like, now they get the dead cat bounce. Like, now they could at least play. Could they play 500 baseball for 2 or 3 weeks and stabilize this? But, like, could I see Manzolino losing 9 of his next 10? Absolutely.
I always have no pitching.
Yeah, I always go back to what I think it was during the 21 season where Ken's like, it can't be worse. It can always get worse. Yeah.
It can always get worse.
It can always get worse.
Here's the, and I think it was Jim Bowden who said this. Like, how do you go on a long winning streak when you have no pitching? Sagano's good, but Dean Kramer is what he is. Morton's been better out of the pen, but I'm not expecting that to be very good. And, you know, Kate Povich, that, like, it's hard to go on a win streak when you have no pitching, and they have no pitching. That's the staff. And don't tell me about injuries. That's the staff that they constructed, and it's not good.
Yeah, and again, I'll buy the lineup when I see it. Like, I mean, if they've got to play a period of time without Laureano, I think that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, what did Manzolino say on...
Day to day.
Yeah,
so. I mean, we've heard that about a lot of shoes.
But alas, it's an ankle, and the weather's bad in Fenway. Yeah. You're not putting him out there on that wet grass, and it's supposed to rain all week. And so I don't see him playing in this series.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, again, even if it's 3-4 games, whatever, with the way that this team struggles to do anything productive offensively, and they've been batting him in the middle of the order for a reason.
Fourth for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, that's... That's a big blow to them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be.
I hope they play tonight. We'll see.
I love that.
I love that too.
I love having baseball on TV, even if it's a hate watch.
Even if it's terrible baseball.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an interesting series, and I'm interested to talk to Rob Bradford later on the show.
A lot
because
of drama
it's, yeah, it's not like everything's copacetic with the Red Sox, and they're rocking. And I know they just won a series against the Mets, but they've been
scored
struggling
like five
as well.
Runs.
Yeah.
They're 25-26. So
yeah,
like,
they've been struggling.
It's this division, we've talked about it before, guys. Like, the Yankees are in first place. Nobody else in the division is over 500.
It's shameful. Shameful to be this bad in a division this pathetic.
Toronto's sitting in second place
Toronto
at the
sucks.
Moment. And they're not good. Yeah. Well, so that's where we are. It's a Thursday. We have a huge show. We'll either go until excuse me, 5:30 or 6, depending on if the Oriole game gets banged. Guest-wise, our friend Lucy Burge. She's now with DraftKings Best Bets. She joined Jason's and Ben's
she's
podcast.
Ready to go.
Double dip.
She warmed up on WannaBet, which you can check out on at Jason Lock and Forum.
Let's get it started.
At noon every day. Let's get it started with Jason and Ben.
Yeah.
WannaBet crushed it with Katie Mox yesterday. Crushed it. Hope you were with me on Pacers money line. Hope you're with me on Pacers over team total. Hope you're over Pacers plus four and a half.
You didn't sweat that at all there, Jason?
Not too much.
No, really?
Have you watched the Pacers in the playoffs?
The first
they
time.
They had them right where they wanted them.
The first time in NBA history
right
a team won a game down 14 with 2.5 minutes left.
It's the third time they've done it.
No, it's not the third time they've done it.
It's the third time they've come down from 20 back for 20 or more.
Let me repeat. First time in NBA history a team won a game down 14 with 2.5 minutes to go in the playoffs. First time
here's
in NBA
what I can
playoff
tell you,
history,
here's
they
what
were
I can
down 9
you
with 50 seconds left in one.
Here's what I can tell you. Did I sweat the 4.5? No. No. Did I sweat the 109.5? No, because they got that with like 8 minutes to play, Holmes.
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about the team total. No,
the
team. I didn't ask you about the team total. I'm talking about.
I gave you a lot of
NBA
bets.
Playoff history.
Would have been. It would have been a great night without Pacers money line plus 156.
Yeah,
but it helps. It helps at WannaBet.
All I know, Bone. He was mad that I want a bounce back fallback because a guy lost a ball in the sun. That happens every week in baseball.
Bogus.
Again.
Not for an RBI
time,
triple.
Again, happens every week.
It's not always an RBI
a
triple.
A ball gets lost in the sun every week. First time in NBA playoff history.
Who the Pacers are.
Yeah.
It was baked into my handicap.
Yeah,
you can go to Sportsline and read how I wrote it up. Yes. I kind of called the script.
You called it?
I called the script.
NBA playoff history. NBA playoff history.
It's happening.
We got Lucy Burge.
Who else on June 21st of last year was telling you what was going to happen to the Baltimore Orioles? Find another person on the planet.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm just saying, when you're good, you're good.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah,
you. When you have a gift, when you have a gift,
you do have a gift.
You share it with the people.
I agree. You do
and
have
you
a gift.
You try to get
you
them on board on the
gift.
Right side of history so you can run certain bozos out of your town.
Yes. Lucy Burge for Rob Bradford, WEI in
Wanna
Boston.
Bet.
Yeah, he's also baseball isn't boring. 4:30, and Big Ben McDonald. He's in Boston covering.
It's probably cold
for and
wet.
Yes, he joins at 5.
No slides for Big Ben out in Fenway. And even if you did, if you tried
you
to go
slide
down that
on the grass.
Slide in this weather, like in some corduroys, I don't think you'd go very far. You'd be stuck right at the top of that slide.
Who's wearing corduroys?
I'm just saying. Well, it's cold, so you might want to put corduroys on.
Yeah.
But yet that, because it never gets rainy. That if they still had an outdoor stadium, they couldn't do that with Benny the Brewer. Is his name Benny the Brewer?
Bernie.
Bernie. You couldn't do that.
Yeah.
In the rain.
No. Well, they got a
dome. You'd be stuck at the top of the
They got a roof.
Stuck
roof.
There.
They got a roof.
They got a roof.
Yeah. Coming up next, we love the
thank
new
you
skipper.
For your service, and thank you for your service, Bernie the Brewer.
Tony Manzolino. We like hearing him talk. We'll do that.
Oh, boy.
We'll do that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.